T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Jets signed Frank Gore to a one-year deal. Your thoughts?
I don't love it. He's an old man. What is he, 37 years old? How old is Frank Gore?
He is 36, but he'll be 37 next week. So, yes, 37.
Come on. I mean, really? I mean, you got one running back who looks like he's on the decline to begin with, and I hope that I'm wrong about that with Le'Veon. And now you got another guy that's, you know, I give him credit, at 37. He's quite a specimen that he's been able to play at position, especially for as long as he's played it, but it doesn't exactly inspire me. And for a team that needs skill players badly, a 37-year-old Frank Gore, really? That's how I feel.
Yeah, I look at it this way. There's a couple of positives, and there's like a minor negative. The negative is what you just said. I don't think he has much left. He's 37 years old. You know, he was averaging 3.6 yards per carry last year for Buffalo, and now he's another year removed. So I'm with you on that. I don't think Frank Gore has that much left. That's the negative. The positive is everybody loves him. Everybody thinks he's great in the locker room. And not just to take carries away from Le'Veon, because I don't think he's going to take that many carries away from Le'Veon, but more than that, to be, I guess, a good influence in that room, specifically for LaMichael Perron, who they drafted, who they're hoping is maybe not going to have a big year this year, but next year and the year after could become the featured back for this team. So I think from a locker room standpoint, it's a good thing. B, I've taken a lot of shots at Adam Gase that it doesn't seem like any player loves him, that any player wants to play for him.
Right.
Here is an exception. I mean, Frank Gore played for Adam Gase and is actually coming back for more. I mean, maybe, Joe, I'm looking for a positive. Maybe I'm trying to be too optimistic. I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to not rip Adam Gase every day of the year. But when I see a guy that was coached by Adam twice, once with the Niners and then once recently when he was the head coach with Miami, and I see a guy say, hey, I like Gase enough to go play for him again, that's a nice positive sign. So those are my positives to it. But no, I don't expect them to rush for 1,000 yards this year.
Well, the one thing you said about Perino, I expect him to be good now. I mean, these running backs, running backs are generally good right away. Generally. I mean, there are exceptions to the rule. But, you know, look, if that's what his role is and he's going to, you know, mentor that kid and maybe get more out of Le'Veon Bell, then it's great. But, I mean, on the surface, it's not something I'm doing a cartwheel over, I'll tell you.
Yeah, because I don't think it's one of those surface moves. I don't think it's about, what is Frank Gore going to do for this team? I mean, I look at last year, and I assume that Frank Gore had a positive influence on Devin Singletary, who was the 22-year-old running back, and he emerged as the season went on. So it's not that I don't think Perron could have a good year in his first year. It's just that Le'Veon Bell is still going to get the bulk of the carries.
Yes.
You know, barring something unforeseen, an injury, a real falling out with Adam Gase, which you never know. That could happen. You never know. So I think when I see Frank Gore has signed with the football team we root for, my first reaction isn't about what kind of stats can he put up and how good is he. It's more, well, why is he here? And he's here to be a leader. And one thing about Frank Gore, whether it was all those years in San Francisco, the few years in Indianapolis, and then the last few years where he's taken turns, you know, going through the AFC East with Miami and Buffalo and now the Jets, is that a guy like that doesn't stick around if he isn't awesome in the locker room. And I think that's a big part of why he continues to be in the NFL at 37 years old. He's a running back in the NFL at 37.
No, it's unbelievable. I mean, that's the most impressive thing. You know, 37-year-old running backs, man, you could have on one hand, if even that, of guys that have done that at that age.
Yeah, it's why when we talk about baseball and we talk about Hall of Famers, the word compiler is used. And there's no doubt that Frank Gore has gone up the all-time rushing list because he's a compiler. Sure. There's no doubt about that.
Look, he's not one of the great running backs of all time. No, I mean, there's no doubt about that.
No, and I would never argue it. I would never suggest it. But the reason why I actually think he's a Hall of Famer is not because I ever thought he was great. Not because I ever thought he was one of the best three running backs in the NFL. I don't think he ever was. I think of him as a Hall of Famer because, Joe, of what we just said, he's 37 years old as a running back and has been, you know, a contributor. Like, that is so ridiculous and something we never see that I'm actually rewarding him for being a compiler because he's doing it, Joe, in a sport in which you don't compile as a running back.
I understand what you mean. You know, I get what you mean. I mean, I don't think I'd vote for him for the Hall of Fame, but I you know, if we're going to change the criteria a little bit for what a Hall of Fame player is in the National Football League, then, you know, if you want to go that route, okay. But I would not vote for him to be one. That's me.
Yeah, under
no offense, Frank.
No. He's deeply offended.
Yeah, I'll be rooting for you, so you know this year. But
under the normal criteria of what I normally think a Hall of Famer is, I completely agree with you. I just am enamored that, and forget last year and maybe even this year, but 3 years ago, as a 33-year-old, he's rushing for 1,000 yards.
Yeah, right.
I mean, so
right. He
has been able to do things that are just so uncommon.
And I think that the biggest thing is the shape he's got to be in. Because if with the kind of as many carries and as the punishment that running backs take, you know, that probably is the most impressive thing. You know, at 37 years old, with that kind of punishment in a position that maybe has the shortest shelf life of any position in the NFL. I mean, it probably is for a league that the shelf life is short to begin with. That is very impressive. I mean, I do agree with that.
And the Jets have really, over the last few years, they have collected older running backs who had success earlier in their careers. LaDainian Tomlinson,
Matt Forte.
Chris Johnson, Matt Forte,
right.
Thomas Jones.
Right.
This is like their new norm.
Right.
They collect these running backs that are pretty much past their prime.
Well, Thomas Jones was good, though.
He was good as a Jet, and so was LaDainian.
Not as good as Thomas Jones, though.
No, not as good as Thomas Jones.
No.
But look, LaDainian was a good Jet.
He was
no
good.
Doubt about it. But he was a
good
Hall of Famer before he was a Jet.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
No, look, he's one of the great running backs of all time with the Chargers. I mean, he was a solid Jet, but Thomas Jones was better. I mean,
As a Jet. And Chris Johnson was, you know, he rushed for 2,000 yards 1 year.
Oh, Chris Johnson? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And he
He definitely had it. And Matt Forte was a tremendous player. He was about the best offensive weapon the Bears had for how many years?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right about it. But Thomas Jones of the list was the best. He had like 2,000 or 3,000 yard rushing seasons.
Yes.
He was on
never
that.
Never fumbled. And one thing about Thomas Jones, the guy never fumbled a football. Never.
Yep. Nah, it was amazing. He did a great job of that. No question about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.